Well, is that wonderful, huh? Are you impressed? Let's encourage him. Now, we're planning that on the 29th this year, sorry, on the 22nd this year in December, we will have a Christmas service.
我们有计划呢, 今年的12月22日, 我们是有我们自己的圣诞聚会的。
Normally, we shut for the week.
我们通常是在圣诞节关门的。
But we will open this year.
但是今年的圣诞节不关门。
22nd.
是22号那一天哦。
Is it 22nd? It's 22nd. But however, the 29th, we will close.
但是29号那一天还是关门的哦。
And then the Christmas service, we're planning to have the youth band to lead us.
所以我们12月22日的那一天，我们准备再让我们的年轻人再带我们来一次敬拜。
So the message to, so we thank Liang and Serene for sorting the youth band out. But the challenge to them is, can we also have a adult choir?
我们非常的感谢Serene和Liang呢，让我们的 youth band 这一次年轻人一起来，但是下一次大人也要来唱。
So if you get asked to be part of the Christmas choir,
如果
you cannot say no.
如果你被邀请说要大人也要一起来唱，你不可以拒绝。
It'll be wonderful, isn't it? Amongst the youngsters, there will be mums and dads or whatever.
那在这些年轻人的身后，也应该有他们的大人们、父母们一起支持。
I'm just suggesting you can say no, but it'd be nice to have a choir.
我觉得如果有一个全体的一个大的一个合唱团就更好了。
But I can't be part of the choir.
但是我又当不了合唱团的人，所以我只好给建议哦。God
is good.
感谢神，神真好。God
is good.
神真好。
I hope you had a wonderful extra hour of prayer.
我希望你们今天有赚多了一个小时的祷告哦。
Or like me, like everybody, or if you're like me, an extra hour of sleep.
或者呢，就是赚多了一个小时的睡觉时间，像我一样。
But remember, this coming week on Wednesday, on Thursday, it is Halloween.
那大家也知道，在接下来的周四是万圣节。Now
most of you know Halloween is not a good thing.
你们可能大部分人都已经知道了，万圣节真的不好哦。It is
a worship of the devil.
是对撒旦的一种敬拜哦。But
they're trying to make it as very cute and very, you know, children.
但是撒旦的伎俩却是把这样子的万圣节变成了一个小孩子们自以为喜欢的活动。
Don't let your children participate in Halloween.
不要让你的孩子参与这种敬拜撒旦的活动。
Because what you're doing is you're exposing them to the occult.
因为你们这样做是把你们的孩子开个大门给了撒旦的这个邪教。
Years later, you'll find what happens.
很多年以后你会吃到这个恶果的。
Never open yourself to the devil.
所以不要把自己的家向撒旦打开。
And then there is a reason why you got to paint your face, you got to do all these funny things.
你知道每一件所做的事情，包括画脸呐和那些穿的服装背后都有一个属灵的意义。
Because the enemy needs you to color your face. To mimic one of the demons.
因为敌人是需要你能够把的脸化成他们撒旦的那种模样。
When you mimic the demon then said, that's me.
他可以把你们做成小鬼的样子，然后说你就像我的镜子一样。
He's inviting me.
反射到了我和邀请到了我到你们当中。
And that's why we don't do yoga as well.
所以我们也不做瑜伽这个行为。
Because the yoga stances, right, they're all to do with the positions of gods.
因为瑜伽的很多站姿都是一种敬拜。
And when you put yourself in a certain position, you're inviting.
当你把你的身体放在一个特别的姿势上面的时候，你是在邀请邪灵进入。
Now I'm not saying that the exercise is not good.
我不是说那个锻炼。
Some of the stretches are quite good.
我不是说锻炼和拉伸一下不好哦。
But not when you know that this particular stance, that particular stance is of a particular god.
但不是在你已经知道有一些特别的姿势是为了敬拜撒旦，你还去做的话，
you see, what the enemy has done is mixed good and bad together, so you can't tell the difference.
撒旦的伎俩就是把这种看似又好，但是其实又不好的东西，把它混在一起，让你分辨不出来。
It's like, it's like kung fu, right? It's okay, physically, it's fine.
就好像功夫一样。
But it's the chi.
好似看上去锻炼身体没有什么不好，但是你在那里锻炼那个气功的气的时候，气
is inviting something to give you the power.
气其实是在灵界要求有一个属灵的能力。
Anyway, it's too complicated. I'm not going to
那我也不想把它讲得更多的复杂化。
In other words, don't participate in Halloween.
简单的说，就是万圣节不要参与。
If you need any more information, talk to us and we'll tell you.
如果你还是不明白，还是想继续跟我们聊的话，请单独找我们私聊了。
And so it is appropriate also that we were talking about being a soldier last week.
那我们上一周有说到我们要当属灵的战士。
Paul is telling Timothy to have the soldier mentality.
保罗在跟提摩太书一定要有这种战士的心理。
To endure the suffering.
能够在战争中间持守苦难。
As a Christian, sometimes life is hard.
作为基督徒来说，很多时候生活是有苦难的。
And life is also good.
但是生活也有好的。
But in the bad times, endure.
但是如果在有苦难的时候，大家要忍住。
Don't give up.
一定不要放弃。
Because what the enemy wants to do is for you to give up.
因为敌人最好的伎俩就是让你放弃了。
And then that was the first principle. The second principle is that we should be what? Like an athlete.
那第一个原则刚才讲完了，第二个原则我们当上周说到运动员。
As we progress in our Christianity, there are certain paths that we take that will change us, that will mold us.
那就在你走天路的这条路上，你有的时候选的那条路能够来塑造我们。
And for breakthrough, there are certain things that we have to do because it's part of the rules.
那为了要有突破的话，我们需要做一些事情，要遵守那条路的规则。
So therefore, we need the discipline of the athlete.To go by, to abide by the rules.
所以我们需要像运动员这样遵守原则的来走这条路。
When you run the 100 meters, it's not the same as running the marathon.
那你跑100米的那个规则和你跑马拉松的规则就不一样。
As an athlete, God will train you differently for different situations in life.
那作为一个属灵的运动员，神就会培养你们在不同的路上有什么样的规则，按那个规则来跑。
Paul gives an image of a farmer.
那最后呢？保罗又给了一个关于农民的比喻。
In all the hard work of a farmer, no matter how hard the farmer works, he still needs to depend on the weather.
那不管农民要多么辛苦的，多么勤劳，但是他还是需要看天，看自然。
He can't control the weather.
他不能够控制天气。
But it is the weather that gives him his harvest.
但是就是这个天气才让农民丰收。
So what Paul is saying, no matter what we do,We can only do our best.
所以保罗在说，不管你们觉得自己可以做多少，你能做的就是这么些。
Have the mentality of have the expectation of the farmer.
你们要有像农民一样的这种期待。
In that you rely on God to give you the results.
知道你还有很多东西都是要靠着天、靠着神来给你这个收获。
So it is the mindset.
所以你的心思意念。
Mindset of the soldier
是有士兵的心思意念。
The attitude of the athlete, the discipline of the athlete
有运动员的自律。
And the expectation of the farmer, the patience of a farmer
又有农民的期待。
Amen. God is not a microwave.
神不是一个快速的诚实的机器。
Christianity is a process. Is a process.
在我们的信仰的这个天路上面是一个路程
step to another step to another step.
是 一段路一段路的这样走着
The world's mindset is I want it now
而世界上所教的就是像微波炉的系统
want,
我马上就要
I want my wife or my children to change now
我要我的太太现在就改变我要我的孩子马上改变
I want to be rich now
我现在就要发财
I want God's power now
我现在就要神的能力
But the thing is if you orderA fried chicken.
但是如果你要去点一个炸鸡的话
you go down to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
那你还得走去到那个肯德基的那条路上
And you will instantly have chicken.
然后你在肯德基就能拿到快餐食物
But with God,
但是神
you need to get him an egg first.
却他神却要你给他时间
And then you need to let
给他一个蛋
egg slowly warm up and then.Become a chick.
然后慢慢的孵这个蛋，直到这个蛋变成小鸡为止。
You need to feed the chick, and then the chick becomes a chicken.
然后小鸡呢，还得慢慢的去喂养，一直把它喂成大鸡。
The chicken needs to grow.
然后这个小鸡要慢慢成长。
And then you can have fried chicken.
然后在这个鸡长大了以后，你才吃得到你的炸鸡哦。
That's God.
这是神的做事方法。
That's how things change in us.
这也就是我们里头生命改变的一种方法。
That's how things change in life.
也是生命如何改变的方法。
And if you have done all of that,
如果你在这上面都做了
suddenly one day
突然有一天
ding fried chicken
你就会发现哎，我的炸鸡就像微波炉一样一叮就出来了
and if your brother and sister say can I have some you say no
如果你的弟兄姊妹们说我可以吃那个炸鸡吗
has an egg
你说不要你拿这个蛋走
You can start your own chicken.
你慢慢养你的蛋，好，慢慢孵你的蛋，
Amen?
慢慢准备你的炸鸡。
Amen. So today I'm going to talk about discipline of the Lord.
那我们今天要聊的呢是主的管教。
Here in First Timothy chapter 1 verse 6 to 12, he says, "Fight the good fight of the faith, take hold of the eternal life which."You were called, and about which you made the good confession in the presence of many witnesses.
在提摩太前书六章十二节说到，你们要为信仰打那美好的仗，要持定永生。你为此被召，也已经在许多见证人面前做了那美好的见证。
So Paul is encouraging Timothy to fight the good fight.
所以保罗在鼓励提摩太去打一个美好的仗。
And so when you become a Christian,
所以当你们变成基督徒
there are many things that you need to fight.
有很多要打仗的事情。
Paul is not talking about fighting people who are, that is at home.
保罗所说的打仗不是跟家里人打仗哦。
It is about, it's about wrestling with things that you have to overcome.
而是对那些你必须要得胜的事情在那里打仗、征战。
And so,In Christianity, like I said last week, there are three enemies, the three sources of attack.
那在基督的信仰中呢，有三个源头都是攻击的源头。
That is trying to draw you away from God.
它会让你与神隔离。
I hope you remember the three ugly sisters.
我记得我上周提到了三个丑陋的姊妹，你们知道是谁吗
？One is the world.
第一是世界。
The world system.
一个世界的系统。
That's why God tells us to love the world, but not love the world's system.
所以神叫我们爱这世上的人，却没有让我们爱这世上的系统。
Because it's trying to design to trying to draw you away from God.
因为这个世上的系统是为了让我们与神隔离。
Secondly, it's the devil.
第二就是魔鬼。
And third is our flesh, our fallen nature.
第三是我们已经堕落的肉体。
Amen. I'm sure many of you said, "I have this extra hour," but your flesh says.Why don't you just enjoy another hour?
就像今天一样，你们说哇，我们赚多了一个小时，然后你的肉体就会说，那你还不如用这一个小时睡一大觉呢。
So I gave in to my flesh.
所以我今天就让我的肉体赢了。
Amen. But there are other times when you have to overcome.
当然也有很多时间你们是一定要得胜。
Since it's Halloween.
那因为又有万圣节的原因。
Or near Halloween, can I tell you a really scary story?
那因为万圣节的原因，我今天讲一个有点怕人的故事给你们听。
What happened to me?
关于发生在我自己身上的事情。
It's about encountering the enemy.
因为我有真的与敌人有一个碰见。
I was really struggling today. I said, shall I share this? But I said, I'm going to say yes, because you need to know the reality.
那我今天其实一直很挣扎，我到底是说给你们听，还是不要说给你们听？一直到现在，我认为你们需要知道这个事实。
Of how real the spiritual world is.
你们要知道这属灵的事实是怎样的。
You see, we can deny that there is something out there.
我们可以否认说属灵的世界有任何东西。
But whenever we turn on the TV, whenever we listen to the news, we know there is something.More than just human beings.
但是当我们打开我们的电视，当我们听消息的各种新闻的时候，我们就知道它那个属灵的世界的真实存在。
Sometimes you wonder why can people be so wicked?
有的时候你会在想，为什么人能够恶到这个份上
？Why has society fallen so much?
为什么世界能够罪恶到这样的份上
？Why are things not getting better but getting worse?
为什么这个世界没有越来越和平，反倒越来越糟糕
？And when you think it can't get any worse, it does.
你总是觉得不能比今天再糟了。没想到真的更糟糕了。
And then people closer to home, you look at them. How can he or she turn so wicked?
然后哪怕自己身边的人，你都会觉得为什么他越来越糟糕了。
To such an extent, you say, is he or she saved?
甚至你都会怀疑你身边的人，他真的得救了吗
？Why is it?
为什么会这样
？Paul says.We are not fighting against flesh and blood.
保罗说，我们的征战就不是跟着血和肉的征战。
What you see on TV is orchestrated by something else.
那其实你们看到好似是电视上的事情，其实其背后都有一个属灵的控制。
And Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 warns us.
所以 保罗在以弗所书告诉我们
They are called the principalities and powers in heavenly places.
说那是属天空掌权的势力
Above us
在我们之上的
is an invisible layer of wickedness.
有一个看不见的属灵的黑暗
When God, when the fallen angels fell,
当那些堕落的天使掉下来时
for some reason there is something that actually they went into this invisible realm.Dimension.
天上有这么一块似乎是属于了他们让他们可以控制
And they stay invisible.
他们就是看不见的一种控制
But they manifest themselves through human beings.
但是他们却借着人类来彰显自己
Through society.
借着社会来彰显自己
And what happened is that
那所发生什么呢
they stay hidden.
他们一直隐藏着
And so for 40 years as a Christian,
所以当了四十年的基督徒了我
I thought I was a Pentecostal tongue speaking someone who loves the power of God
我觉得我是一个灵恩派的又是讲方言的又是懂神能力的人
And those of you who know me I'm quite extreme in those
那些真的认识我的人知道其实我超级极端的
Except Betty is more extreme than me
那好像你要说应该还有一个比我极端就找 Betty 吧
So anything to do with spiritual things I'm so into it.
所以关于属灵世界的事情我是非常着迷也很想知道的。
And so, a lot of my life, I do a lot of warfare.
所以在我的生命中间我打过很多属灵的征战。
I bind this and bind that.
我经常捆绑这捆绑那。
And I bind the dog and I bind the cat.
我经常把狗也绑了猫也绑了都捆绑了。
And so, I thought I was quite smart about, I'm so familiar with the enemy.
我以为我认知了我的敌人。
Until earlier this year.
直到今年早期的时候
For the first time in my life I encountered a principality and power face to face
我第一次碰到了这个属天空的掌权者第一次
And it was a wonderful experience
那是一个很奇妙的经历
But
但是
It is the most scariest experience
也是一个很恐怖的经历
I never knew how powerful these beings are
我从来都不知道这么恐怖的这种存在是这样子的
You see what happened is that Suzanne and I was on holiday
那还是我和 Suzanne 一起去度假的时候
And then my wife got food poisoning
然后我的妻子呢就因为食物中毒
And so while you were away where are you going to find anything?
那你当时还离家比较远你怎么办找什么东西呢
So I pray hard
然后我就使劲的祷告
Rebuke hard
然后我也使劲的捆绑
For several hours I was praying really hard
所以很多个小时我就一直在祷告当中
Until I became very tired
直到我最后觉得体力上都不支了
And I don't know whether I was in my spirit or I was in my body
我当时都甚至有点分不清我是在灵里看见的还是在我的肉身里看见的
What happened was in front of me was a creature
所以当时在我的面前出现了一个物体
That was a spirit
是一个灵
And he spoke to me without saying anything, mind to mind.
他当时用他的意念在跟我说话，并不是嘴在动。
And he said to me, "Why are you trying to cast me out?"
然后他对我说，你为什么要捆绑我
？I have been in this city for hundreds of years. I have a right to be here.
我在这个城市待了几百年了，我完全有可以待下去的可能。
And I said, "I'm not trying to cast you out."
然后我说，我没有捆绑你啊。
What you're doing, trying to harass me?
他说但是你刚才所做的事情你一直在绑着我
Do you know how it feels?
你知道那什么感觉吗
I was totally weak
我当时全身都觉得很虚弱
In its presence
在他的面前特别虚弱
I couldn't find that I was That's why I ended up having to mind to mind
所以我连讲话动嘴唇的口那个力气都没有
I felt so weak
所以就是意念对话了
And every fiber of my being was fear
我身上的每一个细胞都是在恐惧战惊
I was so frightened
我当时特别的恐惧
and I was so weak.
然后觉得很虚弱
and my mind said,
然后我的意念在说
if the church finds out, I don't know what's going to happen.
如果教会知道我在这种状态下我都不知道发生什么事情
Then I realized the presence of the enemy is exactly the opposite of the presence of God.
然后我感受到了当时敌人的那个同在跟神的同在的感受截然相反
God is just love. He's just energy.
神是满满是爱
Power.
有很多的能量都是能力
But the enemy is exactly the opposite.
但是敌人却是截然相反的一个状态
And because of years of training,
但是因为很多年的这种培训
I said, I bind you.
然后我就开始说我捆绑你
bind you.
捆绑你
I bind you.
我捆绑你
Get out of here.
出去
Get out of here.
出去
And I said it for more than 100 times.
我说了一百多遍。
And the creature was just sitting there like that watching me.
然后当时那个大的那个物体就在我的面前一直这么瞻望着我。
In a very arrogant manner.
一种非常自豪骄傲的眼神望着我。
Although I am weak.
当时虽然我很虚弱。
Although I am fearful.
虽然我当时也很战惊。
That's just because I am a human being.
因为我是一个人啊。
Amen?There's nothing wrong with me being afraid.
所以我当时害怕。
There's nothing wrong for me being weak.
我当时软弱也害怕，这都没有什么问题。
Because that's my human nature.
因为这就是我人性的。
But guess what?
但是猜猜怎么着
？Somebody bigger on the inside is here.
突然在我里面，我意识到有个比我更大的。
Even when I bind it more than 100 times, guess what?
我在那里一直捆绑了一百多次，猜猜怎么着
？He stood up.
然后我就站起来。
Blew a dart at me.
哦，
他。Like an arrow.
他站起来，然后他当时口吹了一个好
似箭的东西。Hit me on my head, hit me in the head, and I went dizzy, spinning.
然后打到了我的头上，然后我当时就突然觉得头很晕。
Anyway, just left.
然后他就突然离开了。
Can you imagine?
你能想象吗
？Me weak and afraid, and yet he's still scared.
你看到我当时虽然很软弱，自己也很恐惧，但是他比我更害怕。
Because Christ is in me.
因为基督在我里面。
So I'm telling you guys, don't be afraid.
所以告诉你们，你们根本就没有什么好怕的。
But whenever, if I don't think you will encounter such a thing, because 40 years I've never encountered such a thing.
因为我四十年来没有经历过这样的事情。
So I thought I knew about the enemy. Until 40 years later, I thought I know nothing.
我以前还老是自夸说我知道敌人的伎俩。等我见到的那一刻，才我才觉得我根本不认识过。
And that's why Christians must wake up.
所以基督徒一定要醒过来。
We cannot live a compromised life and expect to cast the enemy out.
我们不可能活一个妥协的生命，还有能力能够赶鬼。
It's dangerous.
是很危险的动作。
And that's why do not engage with a principality and power.
所以不要跟这种属灵的天空的掌权者这样的来回。
Unless it attacks you.
除非他主动来攻击你，
像这样。Then out of defense, you say, "I bind you."
你为了防御，你才会说我捆
绑你。Do not be like some crazy Christian. Just go and look for these things and think, "I am so strong, I'm going to cast them out."
千万不要。
No, you're not going to. You're going to be minced meat.
千万不要像那些比较疯癫的基督徒，自己找鬼来赶，就怕找不着一只鬼。
Amen?
你会成为他们的盘中肉。
I'm talking about these things.
我说的是天宫的那些掌权者。
天空的掌权 I'm not talking about casting out a demon in someone.
我说的不是在一个人身上赶一个小鬼哦。
Healing the sick.
我也不是说在医治一个人的
疾病。That we do.
那个我们平时也做
对不对 But I'm talking about these things.
我是说你碰到了这属天的掌权者。
Don't look for them.
你不用自己去找他玩哦。
Don't look for them. 不要找他。不要找他玩。Yeah, 对。Okay, don't say right. Pastor Joshua said, I'm a soldier.So in Jesus' name,
你可不要傻
are you come down here?
你不要傻呀，像一个傻子一样跑去那个敌人跟他说，哦，我的牧师说我是士兵，所以你过来，我跟你斗一斗。
Because Jesus, when he comes back, that's his job.
所以当耶稣回来的时候，是耶稣的工作。
Understood? I don't want anyone to go and do these things, okay?
所以你们千万别疯狂癫狂到这个地步哦。
Don't, but what happens? You've got to be aware that they're there.
但是你们需要明白他们真的存在。
And that they are a very powerful being.
也知道他们是真有一些能力的。
So why am I saying that?
我为什么要这样告诉你?
Because I want you to be aware.
因为我想让你明白。
They cause trouble.
他们是真的给你找麻烦。
They cause trouble on earth.
他们会在世上、地上找麻烦。
They cause wars.
他会让地上有战争。
They cause problems.
他们在地上有各种问题。
In London, where you live,
在伦敦 你所住的地方他们都在那里
So sometimes you don't know why you're like that It's because you're living in that atmosphere
其实很多时候你会觉得我都找不着一个原因但是这个原因可能就是因为你在这个气氛当中
So be careful
所以大家要小心
And then when human beings worship these principalities and powers
当人类自己开始去敬拜这些天空掌权者时
It makes it even worse
这个事情就更糟糕了
That's why don't play around with Halloween
所以万圣节这种都不是开玩笑的
this is, this
不能玩
when the witches start inviting things over your particular place over particular areas of London
其实这个万圣节的动作就好像是巫师啊女巫他们在邀请这天空的黑暗的掌权者到自己身上来
We as soldiers of Christ need to know our enemies
我们作为基督的士兵我们需要认识自己的敌人
Our enemy is not human beings
我们的敌人不是人
What you're seeing is somebody being affected by it.
你能看到的可能就算是人，也是他只是被那背后的属灵的掌控了而已。
Or affected by the world.
或者是被这世界的系统掌控
了。Or affected by their flesh.
或者是被自己的肉体所掌控了。
But of affected by the enemy.
或者就是整体来说被敌人掌控的一个人。
Okay. So I'm going to be very careful what I'm saying today.
所以我今天所讲，我连用词都要小心。
But I want you to be aware we have an enemy.
但是我就是想让你们真的能够意识到你们有个敌人。
And it's called the principalities and powers of the air.
你们所认识的这个敌人就是那属天空的掌权者。
Invisible to us.
他们是看不见的。
But affects us.
但是他能影响我们的。
As a Christian, we can mitigate against that.
所以作为基督徒，我们要真的知道我们跟他们是做对的。
When I walk in the presence of God.
所以我们要走在神的同在当
中。When I walk in the power of God.
我们要走在神的能力当中。
Even when I confront face to face, even in my weakness.
就算我跟他面对面，在我的软弱中。
But greater is He that is in me.
但是在我里面的比那外面的大。
He still had to listen to me.
他最后还是听了我的。
Amen. I was so happy.
我当时好开心。
That in the end, the arrogant thing got to get up and go.
不管那个当时那个物体有多么的自豪啊骄傲，他最后还是灰溜溜的走了。
Amen. Walking God.
所以我们要跟神
同行。And so today, the discipline of God is to help you.
所以今天讲到主的管教是为了帮助我们。
Why does a soldier need discipline?
为什么一个士兵是需要管教的？
Because in the middle of a battle, all sorts of things are going to happen.
因为在打仗征战当中有很多事情要发
生。And so you must be prepared.
所以你必须要被预备好。
Be prepared when life is good.
在生活还好的时候就要预备好。
Because when life is not good, it's too late.
因为当生活不好的时候你再去预备已经太迟了。
And when it's too late, you really need the church and you really need brothers and sisters near you.To actually pray for you.
当那个时候已经很迟了，你真的是没办法了，你只能找教会的弟兄姊妹们为你祷告。
But when things are good,
但是当你生活还好的时候
，use it as a time to know God.
你们用这么好的时间来
认识
神，来预备自己。
Because you never know when your children need you.
因为你都不知道哪一天你的孩子如此的会需要你。
I can tell you stories after stories.
我可以告诉你很多很多的故事。
When Suzanne and I had to because of our had so much emergency prayer that we had to pray for our children.
当我和我的太太在我们家有很多很着急的那种关键的时候，要为我的孩子们祷告。
Because you never know what will happen.
因为你想都想不到会什么发生在他们的身上，或者他们会碰到什么样的人。
Who they encounter?
他们会碰到什么样的？
Neither can you just hide at home.
就哪怕他们连就是藏在自己的家里面。
But we are part of this earth people.
但是我们仍然在这地上生活。
So we need to be prepared.
所以我们一直要预备着。
We need to be ready as soldiers.
我们一直要像士兵一样随时准备打仗。
We need to be ready about who our enemy is.
我们也一直要随时的认识到我们的敌人是谁。
And should one of these things attack you,
如果有像我说的那样大物体来攻击你的话，
then it's legitimate for you to say, I bind you in Jesus' name, get out of here.
那就是你的能力，你要去说我捆绑你，奉耶稣基督的名，你出去。
And like me, if you have to say 1,000 times, you do it.
如果你要说1,000遍，你也说，
because he will eventually obey you.
因为最后他还是得听你的。
Hallelujah. And afterwards you feel Hallelujah.
然后最后你终然觉得我得胜了。
Oh, Jesus is mighty.
说呀，耶稣好伟大。
Jesus is King.
耶稣是我的王。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anyway, so in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
所以在希伯来书十二章一节。
He said, "Therefore, since we surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us."
所以，既然我们有着许多见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就该卸下各样重担和紧紧缠累的罪。以坚忍的心奔那摆在我们前面的路程。
What Paul is talking about is that in our lives,
所以保罗在说，在我们的生活当中
，before we met Christ,
在我们还没遇见主时
，and also after we met Christ,
包括我们遇见主以后
，we collect a lot of baggage.
我们身上有很多缠累的罪。
A lot of issues in our lives.
生命中有很多各种各样的问题。
That happened to us when we were young.
有的可能是在我们很年小、年少的时候。
When we were children, when we were teenagers, and when we were
adults. 在我们生命的不同的年龄阶段慢慢积累出来的问题。
Constantly, things happen to us.
因为我们生命中一直有事情发生在我们
身上。Many of these things we don't even know why.
很多这些事情的发生，我们连原因都解释不到。
But one of the enemy's favorite attacks is bitterness.
但是呢，敌人一个最大家都懂的一个伎俩，
and the other one is fear.
然后就是让你有，还有一个就是叫惧怕。
Fear and bitterness literally paralyzes a human being.
苦毒和惧怕基本上就可以让一个人
瘫痪。And we don't even know where they come from. How do we manage to get this?
有的时候你都不能够去追回源头，这些东西都是怎么来的？
But we do notice when we try to serve God, when we try to live our Christian life, when we try to do well, something try to pull us down.
但是你绝对能够感觉到，当我努力的想为我的主而活和努力的时候，总是觉得有一股巨大的力量在拖我的后腿。
It's always something trying to pull us.
总是有后面有一股力量在我往后拽。
That's why Paul uses the word cling.
所以保罗所用的这个词是缠累。
Something sticky.
特别缠累都粘到你的身上了，很重重有重量的缠累。
He said things are baggage that are something that.Happen to us, we don't even know why.
就像一种很重很重的包袱在我们的身上，自己都不知道为什么。
But he also mentions sin.
当然，这里面讲到缠累的是罪，
sin,
关于罪。
Sin that we don't repent of.
是一些我们没有悔改的罪。
It weighs us down.
让我们被那些很大的重量拉下去。
But we need to run our race.
所以我们还要继续跑我们的天路啊。
We can't carry these baggages.
我们不能带着这么大的包裹来跑我们的天路，所以我们需要为主活。
We need to succeed.
我们仍然需要得胜。
So what's the solution?
那怎么办呢？
He said here, run with endurance.
所以这里面叫我们以坚忍的心来奔跑。
So what is that endurance?
这里面说到的坚忍是什么？
Basically, Paul is talking about endure the discipline that God will come to set you free.
保罗让你们所坚忍的是关于主的管教，管教之后是为了让我们得自由。
So God's discipline is another word for deliverance.
所以主的管教，换句话说，也是主的释放。
Because you need a deliverer.
因为你需要一个释放者。
To set you free from the sin.
让你从最终得释放。
And to get rid of the weight.
能够把你的包裹放下来。
That you have no idea what that is.
但是你却自己都不知道。
But the Holy Spirit knows.
但圣灵知道原因。
And again, I want to give you an example that happened in my own life.
那我又用给我另外一个故事，关于我自己
的生命的。For years and years and years, for long, long time, I don't know how many years, but it was a long time.
在很多年的前之前
I regularly have the same dream.
我老是重复的做一个梦
I'm in the same place.
老是在同一个地方
In the same building.
在同一个建筑物里面
I know it so well.
我很熟悉的一个地方
That in my dream I decide, all right, let's go down to that shop over there and let's go over to that thing over there.I know that shop is over there.
在我的梦里面，我甚至对那个地方熟悉到，我知道走这条路可以到这个商店，走那条路可以到那个商店。
It was like living in a virtual world.
就好像我活在了一个网上的世界。
But I always end up waking up with sweat and fear.
但是我总是醒来的时候都是满头大汗，满有恐惧。所以我就一直在这上面祷告。
And I don't know what's wrong.
我也不知道发生了什么事情。
And I keep asking the Holy Spirit.
然后我就一直在问圣灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is trying to tell me something.
因为圣灵一直想告诉我一些事情。
He knows that in front of me, in the future, I need to get rid of some kind of weight that is, this is holding me back.
因为
This is holding back the ministry.
因为圣灵知道我这个缠累的包裹一直把我往后拽，一直在拽到我没有去奔跑我前面的路。
So something like that could be happening to you.
那生命，你生命中可能也会有同样的事情。
And some of these weights are called giants.
那这样子巨大的缠累的那种包裹，就像巨人一样站在我的面前。
It is a Goliath that is in front of you.
就像哥利亚一样站在我的面前。
And if you do not deal with it, there is no future.
如果你不去处理这个巨人的话，你就没有未
来。You can't move forward.
你就没有办法往前走。
No matter how much I pray, no matter how much I fast,
不管我怎么样的祷告，
it will not shift unless I allow the Holy Spirit to help me to get rid of it.
不管我怎么样的祷告进食，我都不能摆脱这种紧紧的缠累，直到圣灵的帮助。
And so this went on for years.
所以我这样的时间很多年了。
Until one day,
有一天
the Holy Spirit gave me understanding.
圣灵给了我一个认知。
And when I realized that, I was shaking with fear.
当我认识到的时候，我当时在颤抖中。
What the Holy Spirit was doing was trying to deliver me.
所以当时圣灵是想要释放我的。
For something that happened to me, I now remember clearly.
关于一个发生在我身上的事情。
When I was a toddler.
在我还是很小的孩子的时候。
The enemy already placed a giant in my life.
那个时候敌人就已经放了一个巨人在我的生命中。
But because you've been living with a giant, you think it's part of your character.
所以我一直跟这个巨人呢生活了这么多年，我误以为这个巨人就是我个人的性格。
Some of the weights and sin in our lives, the giants in our lives, we think it's part of our character.
我们生命中很多缠累的罪，因为跟了我们太多年的这种巨人，
But it is
让我们误以为那就是我的性格呀。
But it is not.
其实不是的。
It is a chain.
其实是一个缠累。
It is something that binds you.
是一个锁链。
It is a heavy weight.
是一个很重的包裹。
At some point in your life, you need to be free of it.
在你生命中有一些部分，你一定要脱离这个缠累。
Because if you are not free, you cannot move on.
如果你不能脱离这个缠累，放下这个包裹，你就无法前进。
You see, all my life I've been carrying this weight, but it's okay because I'm carrying it. I'm making it.I can still move.
我每次带着这么缠累的包裹，我还是在往前一步一步辛苦地走着，所以我还以为我还能继续前进。
But a few years ago, when God delivered me,
但几年前当神释放我时候，
I got to a point where I cannot move on anymore.
我突然感觉到我连往前迈一步的可能性都没有了。
I have to get rid of this giant.
我必须把身上的这个巨人给甩掉。
I have to get rid of this weight.
我必须把身上这个包裹甩掉。
But I don't know what it is.
我都不知道那是什么。
And so what it is that I asked the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what is this weight?
所以我当时就问圣灵，这是什么呀？
Holy Spirit said, I've been telling you all these years.
然后圣灵说，我这么多年一直在告诉你。
When did you try and tell me?
我说你什么时候有告诉我？
I've been telling you the same dream.
我说我在一直给你同样的梦。
I said, oh yeah.
我说哦，对呀，是哦。
Don't you know what that dream means?
你知道我给你的那个梦是什么意思吗
？And then the Holy Spirit gave me revelation what it was.
然后圣灵就给了我启示，让我知道我的梦的意义。
As soon as I knew, I began to pray, Holy Spirit, help me to get rid of it.
当我意识到这个包裹是什么的时候，我立刻开始祷告，主啊，释放我。
And so in the next few weeks, the next few months, the Holy Spirit, as I began to fast and pray for the Holy Spirit to set me free,
所以接下来
He began to engineer.A situation for me to free myself.
所以我当时在接下来的几周几个月就开始为这样的事情有目的的祷告和进食，最后神给了我一个方法来脱离。
And the nearer I got, the more I was shaking.
我当时越走快到终点的时候，我就越大的颤抖。
Okay, because my fear is going to manifest itself in a real life.
因为我知道我自己的恐惧会被彰显出来。
And the Holy Spirit called on me.
然后当时圣灵也这样子帮助我。
I have to go and meet a particular group of people, and it's going to be a manifestation of this fear that is in me.
所以圣灵他特意的去安排了这件统筹安排这件事情，让我认识到了一群人，那些人正好就要把我最大的恐惧调动出来。
The nearer the day it got, the more I was shaking.
所以我越要面对这一天的时候，我就越发抖。
And I tell you, this is where God is so loving.
这是为什么神这么爱我们
God is so loving.
神很爱
This is when I say brothers and sisters it is worth it.
这是为什么我在跟弟兄姊妹说真的很值得
In my lowest moment
在我最低谷的时候
I've encountered the greatest experience of God's love.
我却经历了最伟大的神的爱
I still remember I was sitting in my room and I said 死啦死啦真的死了
我就记得我在我的家里的时候我就觉得已经放弃了说死了 I'm dead.
I was shaking.
然后我当时一直在发抖
and I kept praying.
然后我一直在祷告
I've already been fasting for days and days.
然后我已经其实祷告啊进食很多天了
and Suddenly a wind comes.
突然有一股风向我吹来
With a voice.
有一个声音接着来
And it comforted me.
然后它安慰了我
Amen. And when it touches you,
当它触摸到你的时候
Strength comes into your heart.
马上里面就有了一股力量
Because God wants to set you free.
因为神想让你得释放
Because you're willing,
因为你愿意
And so when that day comes,
所以那一天到来的时候
and I met this manifestation of my fear,
我就看到了我这些恐惧中非要遇见的人
it was so easy.
当时变得很容易了
I go, Chè.
我就会觉得哇原来这么容易的
Is that it?
就这样的吗？原来。
I've been afraid all this time.
我一直这么大的恐惧。
And it turns out the giant is only a small mouse.
原来这个大巨人只是一个小老鼠。
But that day I was free.
那一天我释放了。
And guess what? When I was free, now it's years later, I never had the same dream again.
我一旦释放了以后，从那日开始，我就再没有做过那样子的梦。
That's how I know I'm free.
这是我真的知道我已经得释放了。
And when I tested myself a few times, I don't have that fear anymore.
当我每次来为这个事情来做见证时，我里面都没有任何惧怕。
And ever since then, my ministry took another step forward.
从那以后，我对神的事工也突然觉得轻省了很多。
Took another step forward.
马上上升到了一个不同的高度，我的生活也上升到了一个不同的高度。
And power came into me.
然后神的能力也进入到我里面。
Amen. That's why I'm telling you out of the testimony that this is real.
所以我用我的见证来跟大家分享，这是真的。神是如此真实。
There are no problems that God cannot deliver us.
没有神处理不了的问题，释放不了的
事情。And we call it, God calls it, Paul calls it discipline.
保罗就叫这个为管教。
Why does God do that to me?
为什么神要这样对我呢？
Because Paul says in verse 5, why does he do that to you?
保罗在这个第五节里面也是这样告诉我们的。
Because he says, have you forgotten the exhortation of the address as sons?My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him.
希伯来书十二章五节，你们又忘了神劝你们如同劝儿女的那些话，说我儿啊，不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候不可灰心。
So to set you free, God's secret weapon is discipline.
所以要让你们得释放，神的一个武器就叫做管教。
Discipline, human terms, is negative.
那管教这个词在人自己想我觉得很负面。
God's discipline is positive.
但是在神的眼中是非常正面的。
That's his secret weapon.
是神的一个宝贝武器。
That's his pair of scissors.
是他的一个剪刀。
He will set you free.
他会一点一点的剪断你的锁链。
Hallelujah. And so it says in verse 6, For the Lord's discipline, the ones he loves and chastises,Every son whom he receives.
因为第六节接着说，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打他所接纳的每一个孩子。
So there are four reasons why God disciplines us.
所以有四个原因，为什么神要来管教我们
？One, because he loves us.
第一是因为神爱我们。
In verse 6 it says because he loves us.
因为第六节说他要管教他所爱的。
Is that what it not says?
是不是经文如此说
He disciplined because he loves you.
他之所以管教，是因为主管教自己所爱的。
So if you're brave enough, say, Lord, discipline me.
所以你要是胆子够大哈，你就自己跟神说，主啊，你来管教吧。
Because you love me.
因为你爱我。
Hallelujah. The second reason why he disciplines us is found in verse 7.
第二个原因在第七节，继续读。
It is for discipline that you have endured.God treating you as sons. For what son is there whom his father does not discipline?
第七节说，为了受管教，你们要忍受。神待你们如同待儿女，哪有儿女不被父亲管教的呢？
So second reason why he disciplines you is because not only does he love you, it's because you are his children.
所以第二个原因是不仅仅是神爱你哦，而且还有一个身份，就是你是他的儿女。
You see, when we discipline our children,
当我们管教我们自己的儿女时
，it's because we're parents.
是因为我们是当父母的。
If somebody else tried to discipline your children, that's a called abuse.
如果别人要来管教我的儿女，那我就会说你敢。
You understand? You have been given the permission.
因为只有当父母的才会有这个管教的权柄。
By being disciplined by God means God is acknowledging us, you're my son.
所以神之所以有管教我们的权柄，是因为他认我们为他的儿女。
So therefore, he can legitimately set you free.
所以神才可以在律法上真的说，我完全可以释放你。
But there's something else that's equally as important in this verse.
那还有在这个同样的经文里面，还有一点很重要。
Remember earlier, we're talking about endurance.
那前面我们讲到的要坚守。
Enduring the race.
要坚忍这条道路。
Paul now gives us the answer. Why do we need to endure?
那保罗现在就给我们答案说，为什么我们要坚忍呢？
We endure, we need endurance because of the discipline.
我们坚忍的原因是因为有管教啊。
Amen. If we enduring the enemy, enduring sin, no, that's called resisting.
那我们如果说是坚忍敌人啊，坚忍罪这个词就用错了，其实我们是在抵挡敌人，抵挡罪。
Amen. That's not, when we read enduring the race, it doesn't mean we are enduring the enemy, enduring the problems. What we are enduring is the discipline of God.
所以我们刚才说的坚忍和那个刚才说的抵挡，这两个在英文里面都是 endure 这个词，但是我们说的是只管教这个地方。
Hallelujah. So Paul is encouraging us.
所以保罗在对我们说
to run the race.
让我们继续奔跑。
Endure God's discipline.
能够坚忍神的管教。
Because He loves you.
因为神爱我们。
Because you are His son.
因为我们是他的儿女。
Amen.Paul is encouraging us to be like an athlete.
所以保罗在鼓励我们来当一个运动员。
Paul is not telling us, endure, be trained, be like an athlete so you can run away.
保罗不是说我要你们当运动员，坚忍是最后你可以逃跑哦。
The only thing about athletic, so athletic about Christian is we are very good at running away from God's call.
那很多人所谓的自以为当了那种运动员，其实是我们从神那里逃跑。
Run away from responsibilities.
从我们在神里头的责任中逃跑。
Run away from anything that's painful.
凡是有痛苦的事情就使劲逃跑。
He's not looking for that kind of athlete.
神要的不是这种运动员哦。
He's looking for athlete that will win.
神要的是可以得胜的运动员。
And verse 8 said, if you are left without discipline, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons.
那第八节继续说，管教原是众儿女共同领受的。你们若不受管教，就是私生子，就不是儿女了。
How many of you have now realized God has been disciplining me?
所以你们现在有没有意识到神需要来管教我？
Hallelujah! Only two.
只有两个人觉得神要管教吗？有没有人意识到要被管教的？
That means you are God's children.
你那就证明你就是那个神的儿女 了。
God has been disciplining me, Hallelujah.
神在一直在管教我，这就对了。
Because I'm His child.
因为我是他的儿女。
感谢主，感谢主，
感谢主。
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So he said in verse 10, for the discipline, so for they discipline us for a short time. This is talking about earthly fathers, as it seems best to them. But the disciplines us for our good, that we may share His holiness.
第十节继续说，肉身之父都是短时间随己意管教我们，唯有灵性之父管教我们是要我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
So the third reason why God still disciplines us is because He wants to share His holiness with us.
所以第三个原因是要我们在圣洁上有份。
Wow. Wow. Think about it.
大家就思想一下，
God is holy.
在圣洁上有份，神是圣洁，
and He wants to make us like Him holy.
他想让我们也变得像他一样的圣洁。
The only way He can do that,
他唯独能做的方式就是
is to set you free.
就让我们得释放。
Set you free from your sin. Set you free from the weights. Set you free from Goliath. Set you free from your fear.
在我们的惧怕中间，在我们的罪中间，在我们的巨人上面，在我们缠累的罪上面都得释放。
That's why I encourage you.
这是为什么我今天鼓励你。
Say to God, set me free.
对神说，主啊，你叫我得释放。
Discipline me.
主啊，你来管教我吧。
Because you know that God loves you.
因为你知道神爱你。
You're His child.
你是他的孩子。
He wants to make you holy.
他肯定是想让你在圣洁上有份。
Hallelujah. Amen. Now do you realize when we say God bless me, what does it mean?
所以你现在懂了，当你说神啊，来祝福我
吧。Oh Lord, bless me.
你知道你在祷告什么？
Okay, bless you.
然后你说主啊，你来祝福我。
I will come with my discipline.
我用我的管教来祝福你。
You know, when God set me free from that fear of mine, do you not think that is a blessing?
你知道当我从我当时那个最大的惧怕中间得释放，那难道真的不是很大的祝福吗？
Enabling me to move on.
就像我让我可以继续的往前走，这不是很大的祝福吗？难道这不是祝福吗？
Money cannot buy that.
金钱都买不到这样的祝福。
£1 million cannot buy that. £1 billion cannot buy that.
不管你花多少钱，千千万万都买不了这样的祝福。
But because I'm free.
但是我现在自由了。
I am blessed.
我是大大蒙福了。
That's what blessing looked like.
这就是真正蒙福是什么样子的。因为这是直接从神来的蒙福。这个是人做不了的工作。
Amen. It enabled me to move on.
它能够让我继续往前行。
Enabled me to sleep.
让我能够好好的睡一
觉。Enable me to have peace.
能够让我在它里面有平安。
It enable power in my own spirit.
能够让我在我的灵里面有了能力。
Money cannot buy such a quality.
金钱都买不到这样大的祝福。
Isn't that what you call a blessing?
这个难道不是你们口中的祝福吗？
And then lastly, it is in verse number four. Is in verse 11.
那第四点就在第十一节里。
For the moment, all discipline seems painful. Oh yes, Lord. Why?We know that, Lord.
凡管教的事情，当时都不觉得快乐，真是如此啊，主。
Is that how you read your scripture? That's how I read my scripture.
你是不是读经文的时候看到这点，觉得特别的认同
？When I read, I said, "Yes, Paul."
我说是的，保罗。
You're talking about the obvious here.
你再不能再明显了。
It is painful.
真的很快乐，很痛苦的。
Rather than pleasant, no. It's obvious, isn't it?
反倒觉得痛苦，真是如此啊。
Do you see the Bible is so real?
所以圣经真的是这么的真实。
So basically, read it again. For the moment, all disciplines.
所以我们在这里面说所有的。
There are no anesthetics.
我们说的就是没有什么止痛针。
No painkillers.
没有止痛针的，没有止痛药的。
All disciplines seems.
所有的管教的事都感觉是痛苦的。
The giant seems big.
就那个巨人都是感觉看着很大的。
The problem seems impossible.
连那个问题都是感觉是没有可能有答案的。
Seems.
所以只说感觉上以为是哦。
It's not real.
并不是真实的事哦。
Seems.
是感觉是哦。
Seems means it only appears to be.
就是感觉是而已，不是真的。
It looks bad.
感觉好像很糟糕。
It looks painful.
以为就是很痛苦。
It looks unpleasant.
自以为觉得很难受。
But Paul is saying it's not.
但其实并不是如此。
But later.
但接着。
If you're willing.
如果你愿意的话。
If you're willing to go through it.
如果你愿意来经历这一切的话。
Look what it promises.
看看他这里在跟
我们。And here's the fourth reason.
应许什么?
But later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it.
这里面说后来却为那些经过锻炼的人结出平安的果子，就是义的果子。
It's a bit like saying to Abraham, where did you get that faith from?
就好像你对亚伯拉罕问，哎，你的信心是怎么结出来的?
He's been trained.
他说他是锻炼的人，经过锻炼的人锻炼出来的。
He's been disciplined.
因为他在管教中被锻炼出来的。
Amen. When we see people full of faith,
当我们看到满有信心的人
，full of love for God,
满有神的爱
，moving in power,
在满有神的能力
，having God in their lives,
有神在他们生命中。
It's because God has been disciplining them.
因为神一直在管教他们。
It's not something that you can sit in the classroom and get a degree in.
这不是你可以坐在教室里面好好学习就可以拿到的一个文凭哦。
There are many, many qualified people that are running with weights.
很多所谓的有文凭的人，他们却带着那缠累的罪在那里奔跑。
But if we allow it, if we allow Him,
如果我们允许神的管教
we will bear fruits.
我们就会结出果子。
Amen.And when you have that fruit,
当你们有这样的果子时
money cannot buy.
连金钱都买不到的
It's a blessing of God.
是神最大的祝福
Amen. So I encourage you.
所以我来鼓励你们
We have enemies that we need to deal with. It's not your wife or your husband.
我们有敌人的，但是我们的敌人绝对不是我们自己的先生和太太哦。
It's not because of your children.
更不是你的孩子哦。
You need to know.
你们需要知道敌人
Something that we don't understand is going on.
有些我们所看不见也不明白的事情在发生
Because of our lack of understanding,
但是因为我们缺乏认知
we get on our knees,
我们就跪在地上
and we seek God's mercy,
我们就寻求神的怜悯
for our children,
为了我们的孩子
and for our wives and husbands,
为了我们的妻子为了我们的丈夫
we pray,
我们来祷告
and in, because God loves us,
因为神这么爱我们
He willReveal to you.
他会向你显现。
He will deliver you.
他会释放你。
And he calls that discipline.
他把这个叫做管教。
Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, do not be afraid of God's discipline.
所以弟兄姊妹们不要害怕神的管教哦。
Because every time when he does that,
当神这样做的时候
He's telling you, son, I love you.
他在对你说儿子啊我爱你
You are my son.
你是我的好儿子
This is what I want to see growing in you.
这是我想要看见这果子在你里面长成
I want my son to grow in you, not a tumor to grow in you.
我是想让我的儿子在你里面长成不是要一个肿瘤在你里面长成哦
Amen?Hallelujah, brothers and sisters, let's stay spiritually strong and healthy for Jesus.
所以让我们为了主的缘故，在我们的属灵里面有属灵的健康。
So where do we start?
那我们怎么样开始这个旅程？
It doesn't start in the classroom, it starts with your prayer.
这不是从教室里面开始的，
而是在你的祷告中开始的。And all you need to do is
pray.
Father, I heard your message today. I want you to help me.
说主啊，我听到了你今天的信息，你来帮助我。
I want you to transform my life.
主啊，你来改变我的生命。
I commit everything into your hands now.
我把我所有的一切都交托在给你
手上。All of my children.
我的孩子。
My husband and my wife.
我的丈夫，我的太太。
My parents.
我的父母。
My business.
我的生意。
Everything I commit into your hands.
我全部都放在你的手中。
And I ask you, God, to guide me step by step.
主啊，你来一步一步的来带领我。
What I need to do.
我能做，来帮助我做。
And if I need to be free of something.
如果我想在一个事情上面得释放。
Then let me know, Lord.
主啊，你让我知道。
And help give me the strength and the faith.
让我有这样子的信心和力量。
To be able to obey you.
能够来够顺服到你。
And endure.
然后能够坚忍。
Not give up.
不放弃
Hallelujah. Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告
Lord Jesus,
主耶稣
You are good to us.
你对我们真是好
We now know, O God, that we are living in this world that are fallen.
主啊，我们知道我们在一个堕落的世界里
And there are plenty of opportunities, O God, that for things not to go our ways.
有很多这样子的机会，当事情都不是在我们的意愿之中发生。
But Lord, remind us from today onwards.
但主啊，你来提醒我们，从今天开始。
Whenever things are hard and whenever things are difficult.
不管事情变得怎么样的难。
Help us not to lose faith in you.
主啊，让我们不在你的里面失去信心。
But to come before you on our knees.
却是来到你的面前，跪在你面前。
And begin to ask you, Lord.
我们在问你。
Help, Lord.
主啊。
Guide me, Lord.
来主啊，帮助我。
Guide me, Lord.
帮助我。
You need another one? Hallelujah. You get another mic? Let the Holy Spirit speak to you right now.
让圣灵跟你说话。
And I know, brothers and sisters, there are things in our lives.
我知道在我们的生命中有一些事情。
That you want to see a breakthrough.
你很想有突破。
God, you need God's discipline.
你需要神的管教
For him to set you free.
让他来释放你
It may appear to be painful and unpleasant.
也许是痛苦的不快乐的
But if you trust him,
但是如果你相信主
it actually is not that bad at all.
其实你会发现并没有感觉的那么糟
The enemy is small and tiny.
其实敌人是小小的
So I encourage you.
所以我来鼓励你们
to hear the word of the Lord,
来听神的话
that comes from the scripture today.
那今天是我们看到经文说话
that the Holy Spirit wants to encourage us
圣灵想来鼓励我们
to stand strong
在坚忍中
to stand like a soldier
像士兵一样的坚忍
to be disciplined like an athlete
像运动员一样的自律
and to be patient and hardworking like a farmer
像勤劳的农夫的那样的期待
in the name of Jesus
奉耶稣基督的名
so you say to the Lord yes Lord
所以你对主说是的主啊
yes Lord I know what you're talking about
我主啊我知道你在说什么
please help me Lord
你来帮助我
please help me
主啊来帮助我
so Father I ask you to bless our brothers and sisters right now
所以父啊今天你来祝福我们的弟兄姊妹们
break those chains
能打破这些枷锁
Remove those weights
主啊拿走我们缠累的罪
sin and sins that cling to us
那些紧紧缠累我们的罪
Slaying those giants for us
主啊你来杀掉那些巨人
Open those doors
打开那些门
And we will triumph
主啊我们会得胜
Because greater is he that is in me than is in the world
因为在我里面的比在那外面的更大
In the name of Jesus
奉耶稣基督的名
Let's all stand
让我们一起起立The Holy Name, the Triumph.
祝福，你不要离开。
Brother and sister,
我为我的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
That are now bound in that fear.
让我们那些在捆绑中的惧怕。
In Jesus' name.
主啊，我们奉主的名。
Let the love of God.
让神你的爱。
Like a wind blow into your heart now.
风一样的吹入他们。
To know that there's nothing to be afraid.
让他们知道在你里面没有惧怕。
That the Father is with you.
让你知道父神与你同在。
That the Father is with you.
这父神与你同在。
Let that wind touch you.
让这风吹向你。
Let it comfort you.
让它来安慰你。
Let it touch you with the heavy love of God.
让你深深的、重重的感到的神这一份触摸。
Understand His compassion for us.
让你知道神对你如此的爱和热心。
He's only allowing you to walk through this because you are His daughter and you are His son.
之所以神允许你走上这条道路，是因为他爱你，你是他的儿女。
God wants to bless you.
神想来祝福你。
He wants to set you free.
他想让你得自由。
So today you need to be courageous.
所以今天你要有勇气。
Have courage.
有勇气。
Let the voice of the Lord speak to you.
让神的声音见你说话。
Say to you, be of courage.
对你说要有勇气。
Trust what I say in my word.
相信我所说的话。
That I will never forsake you or leave you.
我绝对不会放弃你离弃你。
I am always with you.
我一直与你同在。
The love of the Father is here.
神的爱就在这里。
He's here.
就在跟你一起。
The discipline of the Lord is here.
神的同在，管教也在这里。
His discipline is here to set you free.
神的管教就在这里，要你得释放。
You may be a champion.
让你成为冠军。
That you may win your race.
让你能够跑赢你的这场赛路。
All God needs to do is asking you.
神在问你。
Are you willing?
你愿意吗？
Are you willing for me to take that weight off you?
你愿意让我把这个缠累的罪拿走吗？
Are you willing for me to set you free from that bondage?
你愿意让我在你的捆绑中释放你吗？
Our answer should be yes, Lord.
我们的回答应该是是的，主。
Then Paul is saying to you, endure.Discipline of the Lord.
所以保罗在跟你说要坚韧的
心来
奔跑，又用坚韧的心。
It means stay faithful.
如果让你用一直信实的走
Stand strong.
一直是坚强的走
And keep walking.
然后继续走这条路
Keep walking.
继续走
Because you will see victory.
因为你会看到得胜
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you that you are so, so faithful.
父神，我们谢谢你如此的信实
That your love isis way beyond what we understand.
你的爱远超乎我们所能理解和想象。
Rather than trying to understand your love, Lord, help us to experience it.
主啊，我们好想能够经历到也能理解到你的这样的爱。
To experience that Father's touch.
我们能够经历到你如此大的触摸。
So Father, I know, Lord, there are people here are so low in their lives.
主啊，我们知道今天我们当中有人他们在低谷之中。
And they understand. my testimony.
他们也能够理解和听懂我的见证。
What does it mean by shaking in fear?
他们也知道在惧怕中的颤抖是什么样的感受。
It is an awful, awful experience.
是如此痛苦的感受。
But Lord, we know, O God.
但是主啊，我们知道。
That Lord, when we go through it,
主啊，当我们走上这条路时
，then we realize.
我们意识到。
That you are far, far, far stronger.
你比我们想象的更加的强大。
Mightier.
更加的强大。
It is only when we go through these things that we realize Jesus is on the throne.
主啊，就是因为我们在低谷中，我们才发现耶稣你仍在宝座上。
No devil, no principality and powers is above him.
没有这天空的掌权的势力能够超越你。
And that we do have the authority.
让我们也知道我们有这样子的权柄。
And that greater is he really does live in us.
主啊，那更大的你真的是住在我的里面。
Thank you, Jesus.
主啊，谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
No matter what's going on, Lord, in this world, we will have peace.
不管这世上有什么样的事情，主啊，你的平安都在我的里面。
And it will be all okay for my life and for my children, for my family.
因为我知道一切都会好，我的孩子，我的家庭。
Because no matter what happens on this earth,
不管这世上要发生什么
，Jesus is King.
耶稣，你就是那王。
Jesus is on the throne.
耶稣，你就是在宝座上。
As long as He's on the throne,
只要你在宝座上
，my life.Is in peace.
我们的生命就是平安的。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And there is power.
主啊，有这样的能力。
More than enough for me to live by.
你的能力远远超过我所需要支取的能力。
Power.
主啊，你的能力。
For health.
关于健康的能力。
Power for serving.
关于侍奉的能力。
Power to succeed.
关于成功的能力。
Power to break through.
关于突破的能力。
Lord, we need your power.
主啊，我们都需要你的能力。
We need your power in our family.
我们需要你的能力在我们的家庭。
In our relationships.
在我们的关系当中。
In our business.
在我们的生意上。
In our workplace.
在我们的工作单位
上。In our schools and colleges.
在我们的学校里面。
We need your power.
我们都需要你的能力。
To break through.
来突破。
To overcome.
来胜过。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主。
The victory belongs to you.
主啊，那得胜在于你。
And I ask you to bless every family.
主，我们今天来祝福我们每一个家庭。
Bless every brother and sister.
祝福我们当中的每个弟兄姊妹。
Here and online.
主，还有包括网上的弟兄姊妹。
And I encourage those who are listening online.
我也鼓励那些在网上听的弟兄姊妹们。
There's nothing to be afraid of.
没有什么惧怕的。
God is good.
神这么的良善。
He's good to you.
他如此良善对你。
God loves you.
他这么的爱你。
And he's good to you.
他是这么的良善对你。
God loves you.
他这么爱你。
And he is good to you.
他对你这么的好。
God loves you.
神好爱你。
And he is good to you.
他一直对你这么好。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果你们需要带祷，请到前面来。